안녕하세요, 니콜입니다. Hey guys, it's me, Nicole. Welcome back to another episode of Electric Shock K-Pop. Today's guest is Ethan Zarr.
Hello,
and we are going
back
to be discussing the girl group.
Do you know
Red
anything
Velvet.
About Red Velvet?
They are a group that I'm more familiar with than others. I've listened to a couple of their songs. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I'm sure that I'll recognize some of them when we start talking about them. Yeah, they're definitely a group that seems to pop up frequently on my radar just by like listening to the playlists that I do. They're definitely like frequent visitors to my phone and other devices. They're also another group that I see a lot on Twitter. A lot of people talking about them on Twitter.
So Red Velvet is another group from SM Entertainment, and that might be a reason why you see them a lot on Twitter. I don't know.
Okay.
I just feel like some groups are on Twitter more than others.
Uh-huh.
And usually it's one of the big three companies.
That would make sense.
And like, then BTS.
Because now that I'm thinking, like you mentioned that, and I'm thinking of like other groups that I listen to, like Stray Kids and stuff. I don't know who
Stray Kids
them.
Is JYP, and that's a big three company.
Okay. Yeah, because like the only people that I ever see on Twitter is like BTS, obviously, Red Velvet occasionally, and then Blackpink. Those are like the three that I always see on Twitter.
Yeah, and Red Velvet and Blackpink are two companies. Like, they're a part of companies that mm-hmm. are considered the big three by the fans.
Okay.
And then BTS is just their own, like, entity, basically.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Red Velvet has five members. First, we have Irene. She's the leader, main rapper, lead dancer, vocalist, and visual. Like I've mentioned before, the visual just means that they're attractive or look nice. So she is from Korea, and she speaks Korean. Then we got Seulgi. She's a lead vocalist and a main dancer. She's from Korea, and she can speak Korean and Japanese. Then we have Wendy. She's a main vocalist, and she was born in Korea, but she lived in Canada for a while, and she can speak Korean and English. Next, we have Joy. She is a lead rapper and vocalist. She is from Korea, and she can speak Korean. Then we have Yuri, and she is a vocalist, rapper, and she's considered the maknae of the group, and that just means she's the youngest, and she is from Korea, and she speaks Korean. You are now listening to Red Velvet's Red Flavor.
Red, 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 red,
내 맘은 더 커져가는데 다 흘려버린 아이스크림 같이 이러다 녹을지 몰라
Was Ice Cream Cake. Next, we're going to go into the history of the group. Red Velvet first debuted on August 8th in 2014 under SM Entertainment with the single titled Happiness. They then reached their second single, Be Natural, on October 13th of the same year. On March 17th, 2015, they released their first mini album titled Ice Cream Cake, with the song title being the same name. Then on September 9th, 2015, they released their first full album titled The Red. In December of the same year, they released a Christmas single titled Three Wish. On March 17th, 2016, they released their second mini album titled The Velvet. Then in September, they released their third mini album titled Russian Roulette with the title song of the same name. On February 1st, 2017, they released their fourth mini album, Rookie, with the title song again being the same name. Then, at the end of March, they released another single titled Would You? On July 7th, they released a summer mini album titled The Red Summer with the title song Red Flavor. Then, in August, they released another single titled Rebirth. On November 17th, they released the album Perfect Velvet with the title song Peekaboo. On January 29th, 2018, they released a repackaged version of Perfect Velvet titled The Perfect Red Velvet with the title song Bad Boy. Then in August, Red Velvet released another summer mini album titled Summer Magic. The title song for this album is Power Up. In November, they released their fifth mini album titled RBB, which stands for Really Bad Boy, and is the title song of the album. On June 6, 2019, they released another mini album titled The Revy Festival Day 1, and the title song for this album is Zimzalabim. Then in August, they released the Revy Festival Day 2 mini album with the title song Oompa Oompa.
It's a lovely last song title.
Yeah.
So Power Up is one of the songs that I know the best and could actually, like, I don't know, hear it going along in my head. So that was really exciting to see that on here. But that's about when I think that was the first song I ever listened to by Red Velvet. It's about when I start listening to K-pop around then.
It's crazy that they've been around since 2014.
I know. I did not realize that. I was starting high school then. That is a long time ago.
They're like old with like EXO. EXO's been around for a while also, which is also an SM Entertainment group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always fascinating when you list all of this stuff of like, I can see where I entered, and then it's like, I've only seen the tip of the iceberg. Like, they have so much stuff that I didn't even know exist. Because I usually just listen to current stuff, just whatever pops up in Apple Music. So, like, I never get to experience, like, the roots of groups, which is kind of sad.
Yeah. So, when I was doing research for this, I came across, like, Zimzalabim, and I actually listened to it, and I was like, okay, this is different than what I was used to, because I listened to like Rookie and like Red Flavor and Peekaboo, and their music is upbeat usually. Yeah. In Zimzalabim, it's still upbeat, but then there's a break where they're just repeating the word over and over again, and it's just weird. Now we are listening to Peekaboo.
Yeah. Oh gosh, Lalia. Oh gosh. 맞아난 기분 봐. 해 금방 또 사랑에 빠져. Down. 말이 있어 가까이 좀와 고개 숙여 귀를 맞춰봐 다른 건 신경 쓰지 마내 목소리에 집중해 사람은 좀 달라져 주위를 맴도는 내가 궁금해 너도 알게 될 거야
헤매지만
눈부시게 빛나 웃어봐도 활짝
꿈을
just listening to Zimzalabim. Now we're going to go into the fandoms. And Red Velvet's name for their fandom is literally Red Vel Love, which is literally Red Velvet Love, mushed together.
That's so cute.
Ethan, do you consider yourself a Red Vel Love?
Out of all of the groups that I know of, I would definitely consider myself to be a more avid follower compared to other groups. Like, I follow them on Twitter and stuff. So in that sense, yes. But in the sense of, like, how passionate other fans are, no.
Yeah, I don't either, because I don't really invest my time in this group as I am for, like, other groups like Blackpink or GOT7. Like, I'm more a casual fan, like you said, of Red Velvet. You are now listening to Rookie.
And we're live. Produced by the colleagues. Take one.
Yeah. All right. One, two. 땡당이 난 고개를 들고 나를 봐. Looky, looky, my super, looky, looky, boy. 좋아, 볼 때마다 진짜 넌 내 타입. 역시 looky, looky, my super, looky, looky, boy. 있도록 고생 존재감 나 이미 혹시나 하는 자들 아침부터 못해 즐기는 척 하하 나를 써봐 써 말투까지 네 앞에서 마치 아이스까지 불쌍 들어와 Crazy! Don't you leave me alone. 하지만 애매한 반응 난 원해 black or white. 보기 못해 나의 man in the mirror. Why you wanna cheat on me? 난 너무 지긋지. Boy you make me scream. 왜 이러지 하긴 너의 말 정말 never felt so good. 그건 아마 짜릿하다 못해 watching the killer. 난 너에게서 헤어날 수 없나 봐. 미워도 싫지가 않잖아. 더 언니처럼 되고 싶은데 넌 자꾸 나를 귀엽다고 하는 걸까 왜. Yeah.
Now we're going to go into more depth of their music and their songs and music videos. Ethan, What songs do you particularly like listening to of Red Velvet's?
So like I said before, Power Up is the one that I most frequently listen to. I've heard Really Bad Boy, and there was one other on here that Peekaboo. Peekaboo is really good too. Those are like the three that I'm most familiar with. Yeah, I don't think I've ever even heard of Rookie or the Ice Cream Cake ones.
I really like Red Flavor. It was very summery.
Listen to that one. I'm intrigued just by the name. I don't know. I just like Red Velvet Cake just in general. So like that's something that just constantly is
it was
in the back
of
my mind
when
I listen to them.
Like very summery, very light, and fast-paced, happy.
Okay.
That's what I would say Red Flavor is. I really like Peekaboo. I really like the music video for Peekaboo. That one's literally about a stalker.
Oh.
Like they order pizza and then the pizza guy comes.
I mean, that was an unfortunate situation for them to be in like the first place.
Yeah.
But wow. You never know where K-pop music videos are going to go.
Yeah.
You can't predict what's going to happen at all, which is what makes them so entertaining to watch.
Yeah, and something I want to say about Peekaboo and then Bad Boy is when you watch the dance videos for Peekaboo and then Bad Boy, the end of Peekaboo is the starting position for Bad Boy.
Oh, that's amazing.
So you know they're meant to be performed together.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is something that has always been, like, I do not understand choreography at all. And then when people, like, learn the dances and stuff and can just, like, at the drop of a hat, start doing it just when the song comes on, I'm like, those people are amazing.
Yeah, at like conventions and stuff, they'll have K-pop random dance challenges and they'll just play and then they get their pizza,
the song,
but he doesn't
and
like,
all these
leave
people
the property. Just start
mm-hmm.
doing it at the same
like,
time and I'm
windows,
just like, how
it's really
have the
weird.
Time to
and I know,
like,
I was
killing him.
I was at a convention in
that's
Ohio
an extreme response
and interesting. There was just a person with a Bluetooth speaker and they were just playing K-pop songs and people were just dancing to them. And so many people, like the crowd got so big around that Bluetooth speaker that security had to come and like break it up. Like there was a good, I don't even know, 100 people just standing around this single Bluetooth speaker and just various people going up to like outperform each other. It was insane. I sat there for like a good hour when I could have been going to like panels and stuff because they were just that good.
Yeah, I definitely would look up videos like that mm-hmm. on YouTube because they're just insane.
Yeah. And there's really young kids doing it too. Like it's not just like adults. It's like I've seen 7-year-olds just like
those people
no
are going places.
Yeah, I have no ability to reproduce what they're doing in those videos. I'm just like, oh, that's really cool. I appreciate that mostly because I will never be able to do half of what they're doing.
Yeah, but it's interesting that you said it was just a random in the hallway type of thing because sometimes cons like that there'll be a room dedicated for those things.
Yeah, that was that. So people got really mad when security actually shut them down. And security's like, next year, if you guys want this to be a thing, just reserve a hall and then you guys can just party in there all day. And everyone was just like, oh, okay, wow.
But it makes sense because that's a safety issue.
Yeah, it was cause like it was not a huge hallway either. And it was people needed to get around us to like go do things. It was
do the con.
Yeah, to actually do what they like paid to do. Yeah, you know, it was cool. But yeah, it was definitely... definitely like a safety hazard and a fire hazard and
something about the Rookie music video is that they're weird puppets. They're like hand puppets.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, like you know, like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah,
but like people, but like they look like people.
That's interesting.
Yeah, like at the beginning the intro is just like a puppet announcing this thing.
Oh my word.
And then the group just like
does their thing.
Yeah.
Oh my word. I want to meet the teams behind these music videos, like, because I mean, there's music videos coming out all the time, so they have to constantly be thinking of the next big idea, because I think it'd be a very stressful. Well, okay, the entire K-pop industry just seems very stressful to me, but yeah, I just the production value that goes into those videos, the planning, the like costume design. Set design, all of that stuff just seems very intense.
Yeah, and they're probably thinking about, well, this music video has to be better than the last music video.
Yeah, because like they're constantly breaking records. Like that's, I'm sure that's in the back of their mind every single time they release a music video. Like, is this one going to break the last record we set? Like, it would be so stressful.
So much creativity and effort goes into all of these. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't have time
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time to keep up because everything is getting released at the same time, it feels.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you kind of have to just pick, like, what you said, which is, like, you have to pick a single group that you're actually going to, like, follow. Otherwise, you can't keep up, which is kind of nice. You get to, like, choose something that fits your style and roll with that because there's enough out there to, like, find some niche for you, but...
Yeah,
it does get overwhelming at times to try to like.
Yeah, I remember when Stray Kids came out. I think it was like my freshman year, and I think you were a sophomore. Yeah. And I was like, okay, Stray Kids is something I could probably keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I know one song, and that's their debut song.
Yep. Yeah, I was like, oh wow, these guys sound really cool. I would love to like keep listening to them, and then they just kind of blip in and out, and they're not one of those people that have or groups that has a strong social media presence, at least that I'm aware of. So it's just difficult to try to like pay attention to them.
And I think the groups that when the members have their own social media account and not just a group social media account, it's easier to like actually like connect with the artists
for
and
sure.
stuff.
Yeah, and especially when, like, because now that, like, BTS and other groups like Blackpink are, like, permeating American music culture and, like, they're appearing on Ellen and stuff, that makes it a lot easier for a casual fan like me to, because when I can understand the format of the show, and then I can also kind of understand, well, usually there's one person in the group that usually speaks English better than the rest, so, like, I'll kind of latch onto that person and kind of follow them around because I can actually, like, you know, communicate with them. But yeah, it's because I've tried to watch like social media shows that air in Korea, and I don't know the format of the show, I don't know the culture well enough to kind of understand what's going on.
I've definitely watched some like After School Club. That one's all in English, but and it streams live on YouTube, but it's like 1 a.m. here.
Oh, yeah. So, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Release times are weird because, you know, globe and stuff.
And then MNET Music or Asian Music Awards, MNET Asian Music Awards is going to happen soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're already inviting artists to perform and stuff like that. And it's just insane.
Yeah.
I remember one year, the guys who did What Does the Fox Say were invited to perform.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
They get like
interesting.
A lot of international type
people. Yeah, because they're from Sweden, right?
I think like, so.
Okay.
Definitely Europe. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool though that they're in like inviting people from, because I feel like that's something that's lacking in American music award shows. Type stuff is just, I don't know. BTS has shown up now for
Blackpink just won 3 People Choice Awards.
Did they?
Our Entertainment People Choice Awards. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
In all 3 categories that they were nominated for.
Wow.
Yeah. I read that this morning.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen to, because pop culture used to be very divided by like what country you were in. And I feel like that with like Twitter and Facebook and stuff, like that's slowly starting to go away. So I think it'll be interesting to see how shows and award shows try to like cross borders and stuff, because I think if they want to remain relevant, they're going to have to.
Yeah. And I just know, I remember when like things would like first like come up, they'd be like the international artists. Like,
yeah.
They would put, like, international attached to the award. And I'm just like, clearly they're better than some of these American artists.
Yep.
Why are you signifying that they are from not America?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, like, that brings up a whole other issue of, like, the stigma behind, like, if you tell someone that you listen to K-pop, they immediately assume so many things about you.
Yeah.
Especially, like, older generations, because they just don't understand, like, I feel like they don't understand wanting to listen to something you can't understand. Like, I don't understand any Korean, but But that doesn't mean that I don't get something out of listening to their music. And I feel like older generations particularly don't see it that way. They're just like, well, I can't understand it, so I'm not going to try to.
Yeah. Like, why are you listening to music you don't understand?
Yeah.
But there are so many people, like, I know people who listen to German rap.
Yeah.
And Italian opera.
Yeah.
So what makes K-pop different?
Well, okay, that's like another thing that I've noticed is that when I like listen to, because sometimes I listen to stuff in like French or something, if it's a European language, then people don't react as negatively to it. Yeah, that's a great point.
Like,
operas aren't in English usually.
Yeah.
And no one complains about them.
Or I know Spanish music has been getting popular.
That's been blowing up in the American chart. Yeah. Stuff to think about.
The Signal is still associated with like the Asian music. I don't know why, but they're just like, you listen to K-pop? That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And like there was the whole Psy thing, which I think it, I can just think of a lot of times when people are like, oh, you listen to K-pop? That's so weird. I'm like, well, remember Gangnam Style? Psy? Like you liked that song and that's K-pop.
Or like now, if they do like K-pop, it's they only know BTS or Psy.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why I wanted to do like this show is because I wanted to introduce people that there are more artists that do K-pop aside from BTS.
Yeah, there's like, I don't know. BTS is great because I really like really poppy songs that are upbeat and stuff. And so BTS does that. But like, there's also so many smaller K-pop artists that have really like soulful, melancholy music that I feel like people just don't realize exists. Like it doesn't all, not all K-pop is this bubbly pop music stuff. Like there's a lot of like just a guitar in the background, just coffee house music, and people just overlook that entirely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They make you feel, it makes you feel things and not just like happy. There are K-pop songs that literally make me cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know some Korean, but that, like, I knew some Korean before even getting into K-pop and, like, knowing about the Korean culture because in elementary school and middle school, I did Taekwondo.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, our instructors would say words like, gamon, which means stop.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when we're doing an activity or sparring, they'll just be like, gamon, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Or when we do our forms, sijok means like start or go. So like I've said those words before even going into K-pop, and I think it's very interesting that people are just like, you don't know anything about the link, like the language you're listening to and stuff like that. I'm like, but you don't know. You don't know. Like I say hello every episode. That's the first thing I say.
Because
like I educate myself.
Yeah. I used to know more phrases, not phrases, but like I could identify some things and kind of figure it out from context. And to me, that was more of a like special moment when I could like, oh, that's really cool. I just understood that. Than of just, oh, I can listen to this song in the background and it's, you know, understandable.
Well, something that K-pop has helped me with was like, I didn't know that Sijok meant start or anything until I started listening to K-pop.
That's fascinating.
Because I didn't put those two things together.
Yeah.
And I remember being in high school and I went to my Taekwondo instructor and I was like, does Sijok mean start? And he was like, yeah, what do you think it means? And I just started laughing. And my mom's just like, I think she needs to run laps or something. So it is building those connections.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun times.
Yeah. Music can help you learn languages. So I don't know why people are just so turned off by it.
Yeah. I guess it's, I guess they're intimidated. I don't know. But I don't think there's really any reason to be intimidated.
We are now going to listen to Oompa Oompa. Here we go now. I'm not a good person. song was Really Bad Boy. Now we're going to go into the K-pop words of the day. I have four, and they're actually just Korean words that you just hear people say. They aren't really specifically to K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
They're honorific words.
Okay.
In Korean culture, they're very formal with things, mm-hmm. and with your friends that are older or younger than you, you don't really call them by their names because okay. it's a respect thing.
Yeah.
We have four words. The first one is Oppa, and that means like older brother or friend of a girl. So only girls would call like their older guy friends Oppa or their older brother. Or sometimes girls will use it as like a term of endearment for like their boyfriend.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah. And then we have Unni, which means older sister or friend to a girl. So only girls would call their older girlfriends or their older sister Unni. And then we have Hyung. And then that is the word for older brother, but that is when a boy is referring to their older brother. So only guys would refer to their older guy friends or their older brother as Hyung. And then we have Nuna, and this means older sister or friend, but of a boy. So only guys would call their older girlfriends or their older sister Nuna.
That's really cute. Those are all really cute words. Especially yeah. the Nuna and the Oppa. Those sound really cute.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I like the word Nuna. I wish...
Yeah, that's
like,
a...
Yeah. I don't know. It's very much so like a respect thing. I'm sure sometimes I've heard, like I said, on After School Club, one of the hosts will refer to her older guy friends mm-hmm. as they'll say their first name and then they'll add Oppa to the end of it.
Okay.
So it's just a respect thing.
Yeah, that's really cool.
This has been the last episode of Electric Shock K-Pop. Thank you for listening and following me on this journey of K-Pop. I'm Nicole Santafonte, and you're listening to 96.1 The Wit.